89.5 KQAL. My name's Taylor. I'm joined with a couple special guests here.
It's hey, Taylor.
Yeah. So you guys want to introduce yourselves really quick?
Yeah. So my name's...
Oh, well, hang on. You got to turn your mic on first.
Oh, yeah. So my name's Josh Hansen. I'm the Student Senate President this year. It's been a great ride so far. I'm looking forward to the rest of the year, though.
Yeah, we don't know how the next 2 hours are going to go.
Yeah, that's true.
So the Senate's been great. The radio show, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
So that's kind of a work in progress. Hi, Scott Olson. I get to serve here in the president's office at Winona State University. And Taylor, thanks for your hospitality.
Yeah, no, thank you. It's always a pleasure to have you on here. How many semesters is this now that you've done it? It's been a few.
Every one. Yeah, although this time we're coming in a little earlier. We usually do this during finals week, and last spring actually was the first time we had the bright idea of bringing the Student Senate President in to see what they think about music. And we did that with last year's Senate President, and now we've got Josh with us here today. So it should be fun. And we kind of, Josh and I talked about it and thought a theme for the program might be kind of music and the movies, or movies and music. And so every thing we're going to play has some kind of a relationship to the cinema.
Yeah, which... Looking through the playlist that you both gave me, it's going to be a fantastic show, that's for sure. No,
okay,
it really
good.
Is. No, I mean,
that's great.
I mean, I previewed all the songs beforehand just to make sure it was the right one. And I went, okay, yeah, no, this one. And so, I mean, I'm pretty sure it's going to be a lot of fun.
I think it'll be a lot of fun. And Josh, I think this might be your first time on the radio, so I think you'll have a lot of fun.
Yeah, this is my first time on the radio.
Yeah, it's a little different being on the other end, isn't it, than
it's very
listening?
But...
Yeah, no, you definitely get used to, like Doug told you before we came on, you have to get used to hearing your own voice. And it doesn't take long to get used to that. So
it might surprise the listeners, but we actually have this all very tightly scripted. We had worked for months on this script,
and even the
words we're saying right now have all been extensively rehearsed. And I know it has that kind of feeling of spontaneity and kind of real time, but
that's just because we're great rehearsers.
That's because we've rehearsed it so much that it sounds spontaneous. Well, you want to play something, Taylor?
Yeah, let's do
that. So if we could start with one of my picks. So this is... maybe some of your listeners have heard of Joss Whedon. Joss is really mostly known for television. He was the guy that created Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and he, Angel, Firefly, Serenity, and Dollhouse on television.
Okay, yeah.
But then more recently, he was the guy behind the two Avengers movies. He was the director of the two Avengers movies.
That's right. I forgot
and
about that.
And he was... to a large extent, Joss was the architect of all this Marvel cinematic universe, phase one, phase two, all the interlocking ways that all the movies fit together and kind of are leading toward something, which we don't need to get into right now, the Infinity Gauntlet, for those of you who pay attention. But he really had a bad experience working on the Avengers movies because it was this big corporate thing. And so in between the two Avengers movies, he made this sweet little adaptation of William Shakespeare's Much Ado About Nothing, and which is something that our Great River Shakespeare Festival here in town did this past summer, the Shakespeare play Much Ado About Nothing. So shout outs to all the folks at the Great River Shakespeare Festival. It's great to have them in town. And this song is from Shakespeare. So the words are Shakespeare, but Joss... and his brother Jed and his sister-in-law Marissa set this to music, and it's kind of a bossa nova music, and I love bossa nova, so and it's Sigh No More. And the last detail I'll say before we play it is that Marissa and Jed are the showrunners of Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which is a TV show about that kind of interlocks with all this Marvel Cinematic Universe stuff. So you wouldn't think these folks would be good at Shakespeare, but... that's a really great Shakespeare movie, and this is a beautiful song about why women should just sort of not trust men and give up on that.
Well, they shouldn't trust us anyway.
That's fair enough. Fair enough. So it's called Sigh No More.
Sigh no more.
summer first was leafy, then shine not so, but let them go. Tell you to run.
Oh boy.
Everybody see my video.
Alrighty, that was Send Me On My Way by Rusted Root. That song appears in Matilda. I think it's most famous for appearing in Matilda, at least with our age group. It comes in a time where, you know, in Matilda, she gets left alone a lot by that family that she's in, and they leave her alone again, and she says, "I love being left alone," and then starts making pancakes, and this song comes on. It's excellent. But also, according to younger folks that I've talked to about this, it's also in Ice Age, although I don't remember it from Ice Age as much. But yeah, it's a great song. It's a lot of fun. I also read about the song that in the process of coming up with the lyrics, some of the stuff that you hear in there aren't actually words. They just had fillers that they wanted to throw in there, rather than actually having the lyrics, because the filler sounded so much better than any word that they could have come up with. They said they're
throw it out there.
Yeah, because it was a very
kind of like this show.
Yeah, exactly. Just throw it right out there. So yeah, that was "Send Me On My Way" by Rusted Root.
Do you think your generation has a particular love of those Roald Dahl stories, like Matilda, like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, like James and the Giant Peach? I mean, a lot of those were made into movies while mm-hmm. you guys were kids and could enjoy them.
I think so.
There's kind of a little darkness to them, right? They're not just sort of bright, light fairy tales. They're kind of scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, I wouldn't go as far as like the Johnny Depp version of Charlie and Chocolate Factory, but like the one before that,
Willy Wonka. Yeah, they called it Willy Wonka and the Chocolate
Factory. Definitely those kinds of movies I remember watching all the time as a kid when Disney wasn't throwing something out.
Yeah, Johnny Depp was putting out a lot of creepy in that movie. He was channeling all kind of creepy.
I mean, he did fantastic in it, but man, yeah, that was very, very creepy
for sure.
Well, a good pick. So maybe next up, let's play "Man on the Moon," which is an REM song, of course, that refers to Andy Kaufman. And there later was a movie called "Man on the Moon" that is about Andy Kaufman. But actually, this song is not about Andy Kaufman. It's about why should you believe what you believe and when should you not believe. And if you listen carefully to the lyrics, you'll see there's a lot of examples of things mentioned where, you know, why do we believe this? Why do we believe that? Mm-hmm. There was a song that they wrote for the movie, "Man on the Moon," R.E.M. wrote, that is actually about Andy Kaufman, and that is called "The Great Beyond."
Okay.
But we're not playing "The Great Beyond." No. And this song just sort of refers to him, but really it's about why do you believe what you believe? And I suppose the man on the moon, you know, is even that reference to people who maybe don't believe we ever landed on the moon.
Yeah.
So this is R.E.M. with "Man on the Moon." Staff of Lord.
this one. So tell me, are you locked in the pond? Andy, are you goofing on Elvis?
Hey, baby, are you having fun?
If you believe they put a man on the moon, man on the moon. If you believe there's nothing up their sleeve, nothing is cool. Here's a little ghost for the offering. Yeah, 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 yeah. Here's a truck stop instead of St. Peter's. Yeah, 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 yeah. Mr. Andy Kaufman's gone wrestling. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now, Andy, did you hear about this one? Tell me, are you locked in? Settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
been on your mind? Have a drink, have a drive. Go out and see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you put down or return to 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. We do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy. The last we live in, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee. Da 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 da, yeah, we're happy. Da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da. Da 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 da.
Alrighty, that one was. In the Summertime there by Mungo Jerry. That
plus a little bit of something else.
Yeah, exactly. Apparently Spotify decided to move on. So
that song came out in 1970. But my first exposure to that song wasn't in a movie. It was actually in my high school AP English class. And we were talking about the idea of carpe diem. Seize the day, right? And, you know, we were talking about that. And this song really represented the ideas of carefree summer, just living life however you want to live life. So our class kind of listened into it, and our AP English class really fell in love with the song, actually, and we became huge lobbyists for it to become our class song. So eventually we picked it as our class song. So here in 2012 we're graduating, we're picking a song from 1970 as our class song, but it was a really cool moment for all of us to kind of take this idea that we learned in class, carpe diem, connect it with a song, and then say, hey, this song really represents our class well. You know, because a lot of the teachers are like, oh, you guys were a really carefree class, and I'm still not really sure if that was a compliment or if they were kind of hit on. But you know, it was a fun song, and I think it did represent our class well.
So it's. You guys probably did your parents all a favor by picking things like that. And my older daughter, who's just a little bit older than you, her class, for some reason, Don't Stop Believin' by Journey, and audience, mm-hmm. we're not going to play that. But that became this big, big song. And she picked that her class picked that as their song. And it was really funny at commencement because they actually had the choir there playing and singing that.
Oh, that's cool.
And the audience of all these kind of, you know, late baby boomers all started smiling like, what the heck? So you do our hearts well.
Yeah, it was an excellent song, and it was really popular actually back in 1970. It sold like 30 million copies. So, I mean, it's been quite the hit. So
if your kids, you know, 25 years from now, your kids are picking their high school song and it's from your era, I want you to think about what would they be picking. Like what the time
I think they're
now
would be.
They want to do something good, definitely late 90s, early 2000s. Yeah.
Stick with the late 90s, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when I think of summertime songs, the one that is kind of more recent that I like, and I'm not a big Kid Rock fan, but, and you're going to have to even remind me what the name of this song is, but there's a Kid Rock song about spending summers in Michigan, and the song samples Sweet Home Alabama samples Werewolves of London by Warren Zevon. And it's interesting musically because I had never heard the similarity between Werewolves of London and Sweet Home Alabama. And that Kid Rock kind of mashup points it out. You know the song I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I don't know what it's called, and we're not going to play it because
I can't remember.
Song, but, but that is an interesting song to me. But back to movie songs. I think before we do AP, we're going to listen to the first of three songs all related to the movie Thunderball. And let's put it this way. They had a really hard time getting the theme song right for Thunderball. And they kept making song after song after song. And Cubby Broccoli, who's the producer of all those James Bond movies for Eon Productions, just didn't like what he was hearing. And in Italy, I think it's Italy, they call James Bond Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. That's his nickname, you know, translated into English from Italian. And so they wrote a song, kind of thinking it would appeal to that market, And it's called Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. And it was recorded twice by Shirley Bassey, mm-hmm. who sang so many James Bond hits. And they didn't like that one. They had the legendary Dionne Warwick record it, which we're going to hear in a second. And then there was an instrumental version. Folks who know James Bond movies might recognize the melody because it's in the movie. Mm-hmm. But this song was not used as the title sequence. We'll get to that after AP. But for now, here's Dionne Warwick with Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
That's why the zero's double, Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. He's suave and he's smooth and he can sue you like vanilla. The gentleman's a killer, Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. Demoiselles and danger have filled the strangest path. Like a knife, he cuts through life, like every day's the last. He's fast and he's cool, he's from the school that loves and leaves him. A pity if it grieves him, Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang's not a fool. Strangers past like a knife, he cuts through life like every day's the last. He's fast and he's cool, he's from the school that loves and leaves him. A pity if it grieves him, Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang's not a
KQAL. That was Dionne Warwick with Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. We're going to take a quick break and head it over to AP Radio News here on 89.5 KQAL.
This is 89.5 KQAL, Winona, streaming online at kqal.org.
AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Plans to execute the only woman on Georgia's death row in an hour are proceeding as planned, now that a parole board has once again denied clemency to the 47-year-old woman.
In 1997, Kelly Gissendanner had a boyfriend who suggested she divorce her husband, but she pushed him instead to kill him, say prosecutors. Douglas Gissendanner was forced from his home and made to drive to a remote area where he was stabbed to death. The boyfriend, Gregory Owen, who killed him, is doing life and is eligible for parole in 2022. Kelly Gissendanner was sentenced to death. Two of her three now adult children ask that their mother's life be spared. I'm Rita Foley.
Attorneys for an Oklahoma death row inmate are asking a state appellate court to reconsider its decision to allow tomorrow's execution to continue. Eight death row inmates have asked a judge to cancel their upcoming lethal injections in Arkansas, where executions have been on hold for a decade. They argue that the refusal of prison officials to reveal where they obtain execution drugs is unconstitutional. As Republicans in Congress try to build a case for cutting off federal funds for Planned Parenthood, the group's president testified today before a House panel for the first time since a series of secretly recorded videos were released. Cecile Richards said her organization does not sell fetal tissue for profit.
The outrageous accusations leveled against Planned Parenthood based on heavily doctored videos are offensive and categorically untrue.
The stock market stabilized today after falling 313 points yesterday. And Jimmy Carter plans to travel to Nepal this November to participate in a Habitat for Humanity project. Despite treatment for cancer that has spread to his brain, he turns 91 on Thursday. This is AP Radio News. Rock and roll and rhythm and blues singer Frankie Ford, whose 1959 hit Sea Cruise brought him international fame, has died of natural causes in Louisiana at the age of 76. Frankie Ford had sung since childhood. His adopted parents in Louisiana brought him to New York City when he was five to perform on the Ted Mack Amateur Hour. A gold catcher's mitt was placed atop his remains today. But on a day filled with stories from a lifetime in baseball, Yogi Berra was remembered for being more than just one of the game's greatest players. He was remembered as a sailor who landed troops on D-Day in Normandy. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Well, Sea Cruise, it's kind of sad news, but that's a great song. So yeah. we're in the middle a little bit here of three songs trying to get the Thunderball theme song right, and I'm just kind of curious, have you guys seen Thunderball? Do you like James Bond movies? Are these highly unappealing? I mean, they're certainly of their era and look kind of sexist and misogynist today, but what's your opinion of these?
Well, I've only seen the more recent James Bond movies, and I think they're fun movies. They're really exciting. Mm-hmm.
Like the Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
Vintage.
And,
yeah.
I mean, Adele had a great song with was it Skyfall?
Skyfall.
Yeah. I mean, so
which was harkening back actually to the old Shirley Bassey, like Goldfinger, and the kind of belted out type songs from the early days of James Bond. Skyfall was. Very much a nod all the way through to the old James Bond movies, because it brought M, you know, back in kind of a similar way, and Q, and it had the Aston Martin car, and there was a lot about that movie that was harkening back to the 60s.
I feel like they all kind of have a feel, the songs at least do.
Yeah, no, I loved in Skyfall towards the end where he does get in the Aston Martin. It's in that hideaway garage. I just remember seeing it in the movie, and I went, okay, thank you for finally bringing back a classic car.
Oh, yeah.
So it's...
That was the car. That was the Goldfinger
car. Yeah.
But, so I'm... no spoilers, right? But do you guys know what Spectre is? I'm guessing you maybe don't.
Not really. They haven't really released
much. Oh, this is
going to
be fun.
Yeah.
So people my age, we all know what Spectre is, and you guys are about to be finding out. Okay, great. So, like we said earlier, there were... many attempts to get Thunderball right, and we're going to play two songs titled Thunderball here back to back. The first was Johnny Cash's attempt to make a song called Thunderball for the movie, and it actually has a couple of, it's very different than the movie theme that we know, and Johnny Cash's version had, it actually refers to the plot, so if you listen to the words carefully, it actually has some stuff more so than the final version that actually refers to the movie itself. And then following up that, the song that people might know, which did finally become the theme, and that's Tom Jones's Thunderball. And story has it, listen for the last note. Listen for Tom Jones belting out that last note in Thunderball, because rumor has it he actually fainted during the recording.
No.
And you'll hear it kind of chokes
That's
off
belting.
At the end. He belts it out, and it kind of chokes off at the end. And the rumor is, I can't verify the rumor, but the rumor is that he actually passed out while singing it.
Well,
so
let's keep our ears out for that one.
Okay, so starting off here, Johnny Cash, his version of Thunderball.
Thunderball. sky and all the world can hear it call. They shudder at the fury of the mighty thunderball.
Thunderball.
The power of her engines now is drowned in the sea. But the deadly force from within her is somewhere running free.
Running free.
Thunderball, your fiery breath can burn the coldest man. And who is going to suffer from the power in your hand?
Thunderball.
Somewhere there is a man who could stop the thing in time. He's known by very few, but he's feared by all in crime.
All in crime.
By courage and by fighting, he has not been known to fall. But neither has the fury of the mighty Thunderball.
Thunderball.
Thunderball, your fiery breath can burn the coldest man. And who is going to suffer from the power in your hand?
Thunderball.
Money-hungry minds need a threat to launch a scheme. But those who hold the Thunderball could rule the world, it seems.
Wow.
Cannot the peaceful world find a clue to where she's gone? The silent sea won't answer now, but terror lingers on.
Lingers on.
Thunderball, your fiery breath can burn the coldest man. And who is going to suffer from the power in your hand?
Like thunder.
So that was Tom Jones with Thunderball, and I think I
and
did.
You've never heard of Tom Jones before?
No, I haven't. But I think you were right on the. I think I heard him choke off there. So
yeah, back in the day, he was very popular, and folks used to throw their keys up on stage and other things up on stage, and he was quite the heartthrob. He's still around.
Yeah,
you know, doesn't have that voice anymore, probably.
Well, the next song that we'll be playing here is going to be "You'll Be in My Heart" by Phil Collins. So this is actually one of five songs that Phil Collins wrote for the film Tarzan. And Tarzan was released in 1999, but this was circulating around Facebook, a couple sites. This is kind of interesting factoid relating Tarzan to a movie that's been quite popular today, Frozen.
Mm.
So Frozen and Tarzan were both directed by Chris Buck. And according to him, Elsa's parents, when they're in that shipwreck, they didn't die, he said. They got washed up on a shore in a jungle island where the queen gave birth to a baby boy. So perhaps Tarzan is Elsa's brother?
Yeah, maybe. If Hans Christian Andersen and Edgar Rice Burroughs, the two authors of those two novels, were talking to each other. I don't know. Both great movies, though. Both beautiful movies, and one is a favorite of one of my daughters, and my younger daughter just loved the movie Tarzan, and that opening sequence of Tarzan that kind of sets up the story of the shipwreck, the Greystokes, you know, kind of being shipwrecked on the African coast, and then being adopted, the little Lord Greystoke being adopted by the mother. It's beautiful storytelling.
Yeah.
And then that wild cat, you know, kind of coming and attacking. It's really good storytelling. So good pick.
Oh, thank you. No, so this one is Phil Collins with "You'll Be in My Heart."
Come stop your crying, it will be all right. Just take my hand. I will protect you from all around it. I will be here, don't you cry. Oh, I'm so small, you seem so strong. My arms will hold you, keep you safe and warm. This bond between us can't be broken. I will be here, don't you cry. Yes, you'll be in my heart from this day on, now and forevermore. You'll be in my heart, no matter what they say.
So that was Old Time Rock and Roll by Bob Seger, and that was a request by Amanda. And Amanda, props, good choice. That is from a movie called Risky Business, where that was a very iconic scene that involved Tom Cruise, a younger Tom Cruise, dancing around in his underwear. And if you haven't seen the movie Risky Business, it's a really interesting movie, very highly symbolic movie about a young person kind of becoming who they're going to be and finding their way in the world. It's a little bit salacious, but it's still a very, very good movie. And now I think we're going to hear about the art scene in Winona.
Yeah. So, we're going to take a quick break, do that. And then probably be about a 2 minute break or so. Just got to get a couple things in and then we'll be back with some more music for you. So don't go anywhere here on 89.5 KQAL.
Time now for the Arts and Entertainment Download on KQAL, an update of events highlighting the arts, cultural activities, and live music in and around Winona.
Tuesday is Free Student Tuesday at the Minnesota Marine Art Museum from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Simply show up with your student ID and admission is free. Tonight at 7:30, the National Association of Music Education will be having a faculty recital. The Winona State University Department of Music will present a faculty recital. It'll feature solo and chamber performances by members of the music faculty here at WSU.
WSU. It's taking place at the Performing Arts Center in the Recital Hall. Tickets are $10 for adults, $6 for students and seniors. For more information on events like these or to contribute to KQAL, simply go to our website, kqal.org.
The Arts and Entertainment Download on KQAL is made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Listen every Monday through Friday at 10:20 and 5:20 for the Arts and Entertainment Download on KQAL and kqal.org.
Remember when your neighbor found us naked in the car and the time some outdoor action got us kicked out of the park? Getting frisky in the dark, I gave your eye a poke. I think the dog is also in the bed. Do I smell smoke, you and me? We never, ever, ever give up.
You didn't give up on sex. Don't give up on birth control either. There are more methods than you think. Visit Bedsider.org to compare all the choices. Brought to you by Bedsider and the Ad Council. Bedsider.org.
Anything you could do, I could do better. Ha! I can do anything better than you.
Next on Footlight Parade, an hour of challenge duets. Songs in which two characters try to top each other as we cheer them on. I'm Bill Rudman, inviting you to join me each week right here as we celebrate Sounds of the American Musical.
Footlight Parade, Saturday morning at 11 on Winona's Radio Alternative, KQAL.
Well, welcome back. Is the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off and Breakfast Club as meaningful to you guys as it is to me, as they are to me?
Love those movies.
I mean, I might not say they're as meaningful to me as they are to you, but I've seen them. I like them.
Yeah. Okay. that was sort of the top of John Hughes was a writer. Then he was a director. He's not around anymore. And to my mind, that was the peak of his form, was those two movies, when he did Breakfast Club and did Ferris Bueller's Day Off. And in the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off, basically Ferris is trying to convince his friend Cameron why life is worth living. That's what the movie's about. Life is worth living. And probably the most exciting, most memorable scene in the film is during that parade, where Ferris starts off singing. For some strange reason, he's singing the song Donkashen throughout the movie. I don't know why he's doing that, but then he sings that in the parade, and then he kind of does a karaoke of the Beatles' Twist and Shout, which we're about to play. And then we're going to follow that up with the theme song of a movie called American Graffiti, which was just so right for my age group. And two little known facts about American Graffiti. A lot of people my age think that Happy Days, do you guys even know what Happy Days was?
I'm not familiar.
Not really.
Well, then maybe I won't. You know what? We don't need those details then. Listeners, this member of the team here is feeling very old at the moment. So we're going to, after Twist and Shout, we'll hear Rock Around the Clock, Bill Haley and the Comets, and that was the theme song from a really great coming-of-age movie called American Graffiti. So here, the Beatles, Twist and Shout.
You look so good.
3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. What is your bad, bad song? Join me, hot. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When the clock strikes 2, 3, and 4.
Was a Rock Around the Clock by Bill Haley and the Comets. So next up, though, we're going to be doing Aretha Franklin, Respect. But let me tell you. So I knew I had to pick a song from the Forrest Gump soundtrack. The soundtrack to Forrest Gump is just excellent. So I knew I had to pick a song from there, and I was looking at some of the stories behind some of the songs that are in that, and you know. Respect is truly a classic, but there's a really interesting story about it. It's not the original. The Aretha Franklin version is not the original. The original was sung by Otis Redding. And
sitting on the dock at the bay.
And
there's
a very different kind of feel. If you listen, Aretha Franklin changed just a couple lyrics in her version, and it really just changed the entire feel of the song itself, because Otis Redding's was kind of a really misogynistic song. It was more like, oh, the woman, I demand your respect type deal. And Aretha Franklin heard that and was like, I'm going to change the song. And she wrote it, and she really changed it to be a very empowering song.
A kind of a feminist anthem.
A feminist anthem for sure. Yeah. So just a couple of lyrical changes, and it completely changed it. So this is Aretha Franklin, Respect.
If it wants to go. Oh, there we go.
What you want, baby, I got. What you need, you know I got it. All I'm asking is for a little respect when you pass on.
Just a little bit, hey, baby, just a little bit.
Oh, just a little bit, mister, just a little bit. I ain't gonna do you wrong. Why you do you wrong? 'Cause I don't wanna. All I'm asking.
bruised and battered, I couldn't tell what I felt. I was unrecognizable to myself. I saw my reflection in a window and didn't know my own face. Oh, brother, are you gonna leave me wasting away on the streets of Philadelphia? Stone. I heard the voices of friends vanished and gone. That night I could hear the blood in my veins, just as black and whispering as the rain on the streets of Philadelphia. Kiss, or will we leave each other alone like this on the streets of Philadelphia?
Was a request from Scott, not this Scott, Streets of Philadelphia, Bruce Springsteen. That's from the movie Philadelphia, a movie from a time that it's hard to remember. But when that movie came out, it was about Tom Hanks had contracted AIDS in the film and goes to Denzel Washington to hire him as an attorney to defend him in a lawsuit related to, I think, his employer firing him for having AIDS. And in those days, AIDS really was a death sentence, and it's, you guys are living in a world that, you know, is different, but it was a, back in those days, it was a huge national kind of tragedy and fear. So that was Streets of Philadelphia from the movie Philadelphia. And where are we going now?
We're going to head to Spirit in the Sky with Norman Greenbaum. So this song is out of Remember the Titans. I'm sure it appears in many more. You know, Rolling Stone says that it's one of the 500 greatest songs of all time. So, great song. It's a one hit wonder though. Norman Greenbaum didn't really put anything else out that was as big as this. So, I mean, a huge hit. In the movie, it kind of really starts. It shows how the team starts to really click and come together, and the song is really. You know, it's just very upbeat, so mm-hmm. it fit perfectly right where they had it in the movie. But yeah, so this is Norman Greenbaum's Spirit in the Sky.
We'll be right back.
Simon and Garfunkel, Scarborough Fair Canticle from The Graduate, another defining movie for my generation. About, have you guys seen The Graduate?
Yeah, I have.
It's great. I mean, it's about a college. You should see this, right? Because it's about a college graduate trying to figure out what he's going to do with his life, and it kind of doesn't go so hot.
I almost picked a song right out of there as well.
Oh, did you? Which one would you have picked?
Mrs. Robinson.
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think Art Garfunkel's out on tour right now. And one of the things interesting about that movie, The Graduate, it ends with a very famous scene of Catherine Ross and Dustin Hoffman sitting on the back of a bus. And cinematically, this is kind of an amazing scene. It fixes on Dustin Hoffman's face as he tries to think about his future, and he's a great actor. And not too long after that, his next movie was Midnight Cowboy. I don't know if his next movie, but it came out a little bit later, which also ends in a scene on a bus where maybe a good future isn't about to exactly unfold for Dustin Hoffman in that one either. So anyway, that was a beautiful, beautiful Scarborough Fair, which they arranged it, didn't write it. That's really an old English kind of folk song.
Definitely
both
of
that and Canticle are old English folk songs. Yep. Yeah. And, kind of from old English folk songs, when I think of old English folk songs, I immediately think of Aerosmith. Because they're so known for old English folk songs, but I just couldn't think of any Aerosmith to play. Anybody have any Aerosmith they'd like to play?
Oh, I've got some Aerosmith.
You do?
To play.
Okay.
Yeah,
what
for sure.
What would you like to play?
Dude Looks Like a Lady. You know. So
and why?
Well, would you okay. So the song is in Mrs. Doubtfire, and the movie Mrs. Doubtfire, I think, is a lot of people have seen. It's a great movie, and the song is just kind of fun, and I would bet that a lot of the folks out there that are listening that have played in any type of pet band ever have played some version of this song in pet band.
Nope. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
It's played almost everywhere for pet bands. So, yeah. I kind of figured I had to pick this. It appears when Robin Williams in Mrs. Doubtfire is really kind of getting ready in his. New body, so to speak, as Mrs. Doubtfire. It's really kind of a fun song to play in that moment, but it's a great song. So, Aerosmith, Dude Looks Like a Lady.
dude, looks like a lady. That was Aerosmith. Those guys are great. And it's just interesting to me that you guys listen to that stuff, because when I was, I think I was a junior in high school when Toys in the Attic, which if my memory serves was their first record, or the first one I remember, came out, and they became pretty big back then. And, you know, it's kind of fun to think people are still listening to that stuff. So as we sort of approach the hour here, my last pick is a song from National Lampoon's Vacation. Not especially a favorite movie of mine, but interesting because the movie was written by John Hughes. So remember earlier we were talking about John Hughes, Ferris Bueller, Amanda reminded us of 16 Candles, another great movie. Thank you, Amanda. And Breakfast Club, which for me is probably the best of the bunch. But before he was a director, he was a writer, and he wrote National Lampoon Vacation. It was directed by a guy named Harold Ramis. If you know, who also directed Groundhog Day, and if you know your Ghostbusters, Harold Ramis is one of the Ghostbusters. He's I can't remember all their names, but he's sort of not Bill Murray and not Dan Aykroyd, and he's white. So that guy, that's Harold Ramis, and he used to be on a TV show called SCTV out of Canada, which was Second City Television. And so the song is by Lindsey Buckingham, who later gained, well, simultaneous, I guess, was in Fleetwood Mac and did a couple solo things. But a lot of what we think of as the Fleetwood Mac sound was really created by this guy, Lindsey Buckingham. And it's kind of a great song and a great way to end. And I wish you guys both, and I wish all the listeners, really happy roads ahead, which is what the song's about. So this is Holiday Road, Lindsey Buckingham.
That one was Holiday Road by Lindsey Buckingham. Good choice, President Olson. I think we're both ending.
Well, the good choice was doing this show with you two. So it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. It's been a blast. You know, I think this is one of my first experiences on the radio, but it's been a fun time. So I want to thank everybody for listening. I think it's fitting that we're ending with that, and then my last pick. Is a song by Randy Newman. I think people that are listening are really going to know this one just because this was kind of one of the animations that just came really close to home for everybody. I mean, who doesn't love their toys? So this is You've Got a Friend in Me.
Pixar never got it wrong.
No,
Pixar's never got it wrong. That's, even this last summer, Inside Out, they never got it wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, they're excellent, excellent. And Toy Story, the entire series is excellent, 1, 2, and 3. And interestingly enough, they were talking about how when Randy Newman wrote this, he wrote it specifically for Toy Story, but he kind of said that they had only planned on having it for Toy Story 1. But then after it became such a hit, they were like, oh, let's just use it in all of them. It kind of became the anthem for the Toy Story series as a whole. So... Just remember, everybody, you've always got a friend in me, right? And,
well, spoken like a true Senate president politician. Right. Yes. Yes, we do.
So, yeah, this is Randy Newman. You've got a friend in me.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got trouble, and I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together, see it through, 'cause you've got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am. Getting stronger too, maybe, but none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy, and as the years go by, a friendship will never die. You're gonna see it's our destiny. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.